10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Every year it seems to come in this way. Before you know it, you've fallen in love. But be sure it's love before you sail away. You see someone wearing a sunny face. Want to know him any way that you can. Tell him you're Justin from Shanghai, and his smile you just can't pass by. Follow him away.
Drowning here in summer's cauldron, under mats of flower lava. Please don't pull me out, this is how I would want to go. Breathing in the boiling butter, fruit of sweat and over. I'm relaxing the undertow.
Jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Pop Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas. Well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Rick Clark, and you just listened to Bobby Gentry doing her haunting classic story song, Ode to Billy Joe, which came out in 1967. That's just one of those forever classic songs. It perfectly captures a sense of the humid rural South. And I love Jimmy Haskell's spare cinematic string arrangements that just seem to bend under the weight of the stifling heat and the setting. Before Bobby Gentry, we had XTC, Grass and Summer's Cauldron, from their 8th album, Skylarking. That was produced by Todd Rundgren and released in 1986. And it's really a damn near perfect album. I think one of the things I remember it for was during the mid-80s when this came out. It was like one of these albums that was used as a demonstration for how great the new CD format sounded. There were other albums like Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms, Peter Gabriel's So, and Sting's first solo album, Dream of the Blue Turtles, which seemed to be on every stereo shop's demonstration playlist. We opened up the show with Carly Simon, Summer's Coming Around Again, the closing track from side one of her 1971 album, Anticipation. Cat Stevens' producer and former member of the Yardbirds, Paul Samwell Smith, was the producer of this album, and I've always loved it. I love the intimate, airy spirit, and it's one of my very favorite albums of hers, along with her next record, which was called No Secrets. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time here on WYXR FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. If you're picking up a bit of a summer theme on the music I've selected so far, well, that's what you're in for this hour. There are a hell of a lot of songs about summer. Songs that love summer, songs that hate summer, songs of lost love in summer, songs of found love, all kinds of stuff. So we're going to hit a few beats on summer this hour, and hope you enjoy what you hear. Coming up next, we have one of my favorite songs by Andy Pratt, Summer Summer.
If I was to walk into your life, would I bring these troubles of mine? How can I try to find me a new life? How could I leave this one behind?
Trying to break me. pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, lazing on the sunny
but that's where that little man will stay. A black-eyed angel holds us tight and drags us out into the light. Then the drum becomes the drummer.
That's Loudon Wainwright, The Swimming Song, the opening track from his fourth album, Attempted Mustache, which came out in 1973. That Cajun fiddle playing you heard was none other than Doug Kershaw. I've always loved Wainwright's droll, off-centered sense of humor. When Attempted Mustache came out, he was hot on the heels of a really big hit, his only hit, in fact, which was called Dead Skunk. And that came out on his previous album, Loudon Wainwright 3. Before Loudon Wainwright, we heard Chris Maxwell from his 2015 album, Arkansas Summer. And that was the title track. It's a great album. Every time I hear it, I sort of think, this is what Procol Harum would sound like if they were a band from the American South. It's like really grand and gothic. Just a great track. Chris, by the way, was the leader of an Arkansas band called Gun Bunnies. Their 1990 album was produced by Memphis's own Jim Dickinson. I've played some of their music on Air Conditioned, and I plan on playing more in the future, along with some of Chris's other solo work. Before that, we heard The Kinks, Sunny Afternoon, which came out in June of 1966 and appeared on the album Face to Face. I was a real hardcore Kinks fanatic at that time, still am, and I purchased every album in 45 I could get my hands on. The 45 of Sunny Afternoon proved to be especially rewarding for me because the B-side was I'm Not Like Everybody Else, which ended up being one of my very favorite Kinks recordings. Come to think of it, their 45 B-sides were really fine tracks. The B-side of Till the End of the Day was Where Have All the Good Times Gone, another favorite of mine. Van Halen would end up doing a cover of that, but it didn't touch the original. And we opened up the set with Andy Pratt from his 1973 album, Andy Pratt. I first discovered his music while working at Pop Tunes and quickly fell in love with it. Listening to Andy's music, to me, was like getting a view inside the head and heart of a really sensitive guy who didn't put many boundaries on what he revealed. Some of the songs, you know, were like a glimpse of madness, and other songs displayed a vulnerability of an artist that was on a deeply spiritual quest. If you aren't familiar with his music, you should check out this album, or you should check out his first album, Records Are Like Life, which came out in 1970, or his 1976 Arif Mardin-produced masterwork, Resolution, a really great record. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every week at 9 a.m. Central Time on WYXR-FM. We're going to continue our summer theme right now with Amy Rigby, waxing about the summer of her wasted youth. Great song.
Summertime in 83, the year that we made history, but didn't have the energy to tell the souls that you and you selling off Fiesta plates, 8 loaves of bread and gain no weight from pecan waffles on the roof, the summer of my wasted. Cline and Skeeter Davis really blew my mind. Played the boombox in the courtyard, never used a credit card, still took a trip by Greyhound bus. The summer I believed in us. Pushed plaster cows down city streets, wore thrift store skirts with little pleats, smoked pot and sat around all day, bought a guitar but didn't try to play.
At my window, well, kiss wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as a sunshine sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul sitting here by me. Yeah, she's here by me. Drifted home, caught by a Gulf Stream. Never gave a thought for tomorrow. Just let tomorrow be now. Let tomorrow be. Says that's where we'll find peace. Settle down and raise up a family to call on. Yeah, we'll have a home. All summer long we spent grooving in the sand. Everybody kept on playing Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Hot town, summer in the city. back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all right. Just back the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer in the city. Summer in the city.
Hot Summer Nights, Jimi Hendrix Experience from their 1968 opus, Electric Ladyland. One of the greatest albums of the 60s, my favorite Jimi Hendrix album, which is a hard call because he had several really great records, but I always sort of default to this record. It had the hits All Along the Watchtower and Crosstown Traffic, but there's not a weak song on the record. Before Jimi Hendrix, we had the Lovin' Spoonful. doing Summer in the City from their 1966 album Hums of the Lovin' Spoonful, which also contained the hits Rain on the Roof and Nashville Cats. The Lovin' Spoonful, in my opinion, were like one of the greatest American groups to come out of the 60s, and that's largely thanks to lead singer-songwriter John Sebastian's distinctively unhurried vocal delivery and his compositions like the ones I just mentioned on this album, as well as Daydream, Darlin' Be Home Soon, You Didn't Have to Be So Nice, 6 O'Clock, Do You Believe in Magic, just a ton of great songs. Before the Lovin' Spoonful, we had Johnny Rivers, another artist who I think could always use a little more love. The track we heard was Summer Rain. One thing I'd like to add is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band had only come out a year before Summer Rain, and yet Summer Rain's sweeping kind of drama evoked a sense that Sgt. Pepper's was already just a memory of a time that the singer wished he could get back again. Believe me, at the time, Sgt. Pepper's was still huge. But Summer Rain is just a testament to the transportive magic of a great pop song. Before Johnny Rivers, we had Amy Rigby singing The Summer of My Wasted Youth, which came out on her second solo album, Middle Sense, and also came out on her 2002 collection 18 Again, which is a great collection of her music. Since 1996, when she released Diary of a Mod Housewife, till now, Amy's released, I think, 10 studio and live albums, and all of them are just loaded with gems like this one. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show, Air Conditioned, which comes on every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, right here on WYXR FM. Continuing the summer theme, Sly and the Family Stone.
Summer days,
That's War Waxing About Summer from their 1976 United Artists 45. And the flip side of that 45 was their 1971 hit All Day Music, which sort of made it a perfect summer 45 release. Before War, we had Sly and the Family Stone doing their 1969 Epic Records hit Hot Fun in the Summertime. Now, I know these guys are singing about summertime being their favorite time of the year, and right now most of you listening are probably sweating your asses off. Well, you know, music hopefully will transport you into a proper state of being air-conditioned, which, at the risk of sounding really corny, is the name of my show, which happens every week right here on WYXR-FM. And I'm Rick Clark, and I love sharing music with you. I appreciate the emails and the phone calls that I've gotten, and it just makes me want to keep plugging away. So catch you next week at 9 a.m. on Friday with more Air Conditioned right here on WYXR-FM. Bye now.
Support for WYXR comes from House in the Mid-South and the Good Life DJs, presenting their first annual Labor Day picnic at Overton Park on Sunday, August 31st, featuring special guests Larry Mr. Fingers Heard, Brian Hamilton, Selector Jack, and more. For more information on being a vendor, you can call 901-654-7632.
This is Pat Sansone, and you're